Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've been following the stories of how many of the schools have done with regard to matric results. And it is really one of my favorite times of the year, because I think that just taking a moment and looking at the tremendous success that our kids are having. And it's not just about the kids. It's about the kids. It's about the families. It's about the schools. It's about the effort, the collective community, and so much work that goes in to getting them through this school process. And to be able to achieve what they have, to me, is something that is so fantastically positive and reflects so wonderfully on who we are as a community. Rebecca Saki is the principal at Torah Academy Girls School. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Good morning, Howard. I'm good. Thank you. Thank God.
So, very, very well. Getting there. Certainly getting there. Tell us how the Torah Academy matric results looked.
So, thank God, we're exceptionally proud of our students. Our results were everything we had anticipated, expected, and then even a bit better than that. So we are smiling, thank God, as is everyone.
In terms of the year that was, you know, when I was thinking about this and chatting to different schools yesterday, I was wondering, you know, we all speak about the pandemic and how difficult it was. To some extent, every kid in every generation and every couple of years has challenges. You've been an educator for a while. You've watched different groups coming up through the system. Do you think that the pandemic in of itself added a lot more pressure to the kids, or was it in a way better for them in that we looked after them a little and cared for them a little bit differently?
And that's an excellent question, Howard. I think at the end of the day, we from every situation we learn, and we're in situations that we're meant to be in. But with that said, COVID, the pandemic, definitely brought with it many challenges. Whilst the school was able, thank God, to offer still a holistic, safe, caring, nurturing space and place for the girls, from the moment it began to going full online with every lesson, to finally coming back to school and masks, etc. I think at the end of the day, these young adults definitely had more pressures, they had more stress, they had more anxiety. And with that, I mean, it wasn't only connected to school. It was what was going on around them, be it family situations, ill health, financial. And today, youth take on the problems of their parents. Unfortunately or fortunately, I'm not sure yet which one it is, but the consequence of this is mental health issues. And now we need to deal with that in a really big way.
It's interesting what you're saying, and I think that's right. You know, I remember as kids, we would often be sent outside if there was a conversation that was being held that was considered to be too stressful for us to hear. My late grandfather told me that they changed his bar mitzvah parsha because it was the parsha that dealt with the portion that dealt with the twins, the pregnancy of the twins, Yaakov and Esav, and it wasn't fitting for a 13-year-old boy to be reading from the Torah around that. Each generation is different, and in fact, so what you're saying is absolutely right, that we're now a generation that our stresses and our kids' stresses have almost become one, in that our kids aren't separate from us in terms of we're not sending them outside, we're not telling them they can't have those conversations. Obviously, there's positives in that, but the negative is, as you've mentioned, mental health. How have you dealt with it, the mental pressure that the kids have dealt with, that the girls in particular have dealt with over the last year or so?
So we've tried very much to be, we are known as a school within a shama, but we've tried to overcompensate, for want of a better word. Our teachers have been even more involved one-on-one, individually with the students. We've gotten involved with the families on a larger scale in order to help them. And then we've tried to offer the girls more informal programs so they can forget about the stresses of life, and they can forget about also the stress of matric, and they can just be a 17 or 18-year-old, which I feel they weren't given an opportunity to be. Just after Yom Tov last year, we haven't been on Shabbaton for 2 years. And so we made a we called it a stay-a-thon. And we went to Modicum Team, and we went on a hike and picnic, and we did something Shabbos, and we did something Sunday, just to give them a feeling that one day things might be normal again, maybe a new normal. But we wanted to make sure we were holding them and keeping them safe until we got to that point. And I think, in hindsight, I think we were quite successful with that. Not with everybody, but a lot of conversations have taken place. A lot of time has been invested. And please God, it'll bear fruit. I think it was worth it.
One of our listeners, M, says, when talking about matric results, spare a thought for those of us who struggle to study and did not achieve good marks. Well, M, you might not have noticed, or you might have noticed, but in fact not once so far during the conversation have we actually really been over-focused on that. We've established that the school is very happy with the results, that they exceeded expectations, but the focus, I think, isn't, and in fact, to be fair, most of the schools that we are speaking to have focused on all of the kids, not just the high achievers, and in fact not just on the marks, but also on mental health. Rebecca, have you seen a shift away from pure mark focus towards a more holistic view of the child?
So in Torah Academy, unequivocally, that is our mantra, and that is what we believe. We believe in potential. We believe that we do not measure one student against another. You measure yourself against yourself. And we also, as a religious Torah school, are selling much more than matric results, which are important. I always tell the students, your matric result is your ticket to the next phase of your life. You want to study medicine? Make sure you get the amount of distinctions you need in order to get into medical school. But on the other hand, not everyone's going to be a doctor. And maybe somebody else's potential and need is far less, but they might work harder to achieve that which the girl who got 8 distinctions achieved. I think, Howard, I have to sum it up with a message I received from my father yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. At 5:30, I was forwarding through to the students their certificates by WhatsApp, even though they had seen this on the actual website. And the father turned around in the early hours of the morning. He said to me, you're not going to believe this, but my daughter, when before midnight, said she's going to bed. She's not waiting up for the results. This is a good student. She's not waiting up for the results. And the father questioned her and said, why? She said, look, at this point, I can't change anything. It is what it is.
Wow.
I know what I've done, but the only thing at this point that I can change is myself. And with that, she went to bed.
And
she got up in the morning, and that's when she got her results. And when I heard that, and when I spoke to the student yesterday, I thought, we've done something right. If that is people's headspace in this school, that we did our best, we invested everything we could, and now we move on, we make ourselves better people than we did brilliantly.
Absolutely incredible story, and certainly a testimony to and testament to the approach of the school. Rebecca Saki, thank you, principal at Torah Academy's Girls School, talking to us about their result and about the matric class of 2021.